I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Bell. Presented by Finley Roofing.
Let's go, baby! Let's go!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Georgia Tech's looking for a new athletic director. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jay Batt is leaving to go to Michigan State. Mike, the report started yesterday. They were out there, and he is going to go to Michigan State, join the Big Ten. Look, I think this is a great opportunity for him, but this is a guy that came on board in 2022 and has been a transformative fundraiser and revenue generator, which is something that Georgia Tech needed. You know, sometimes you get a guy that you don't know what you're getting, and right. I think Jay Batt's done a really good job. And on top of that, Mike, he hired your football coach currently, Brent Key, and your basketball coach.
Right. Now, I know the injuries really did overwhelm the Jackets men's basketball program this year, but we still think, you know, it was a pretty ballsy hire for Stoudemire. So hopefully that will bear fruit this year. Brent Key's the right guy. And I said to Carl earlier, in my time here in Atlanta since 98, I've seen a number of head coaches, and I've also seen a number of people at Georgia Tech that were at odds with other boosters and alumni at Georgia Tech. They ever seem like, Carl, they get all the ships to go in the same direction, right? I mean, Paul Johnson, well, this is as good as we can get. Maybe every 5 years we have a chance to go to a big bowl game. That's about it. And the guys say, no, that's unacceptable. You know, and then so you go and you get a guy who's doing things the right way. And this guy, Jay Batt, he is great at fundraising. Same thing that Josh is doing out in Athens. This guy does, passing the hat, getting everybody all energized on the same page. Now he's going to try to do it to a listless Michigan State football program and Michigan State athletics department. The football program, you know, Jonathan Smith is the coach.
Yeah.
You said earlier, the Mel Tucker thing was just a disaster. So now you got to try to get things pumped some life in there. But I'm more concerned that Georgia Tech doesn't backslide, because I think Jay Batt, to your point, did a hell of a job.
I do too. And, you know, you said it. It's you don't want to hold anybody back from opportunities, but it's disappointing from the standpoint you feel like this thing is moving in the right direction. Not only from the fan base and alum standpoint, but from the programs.
Right.
So
Radakovich used it as a springboard to get up the road, and literally up the road to Clemson.
Clemson, yeah. And guys, look, just like with coaches, we don't talk about ADs as much, but this happens frequently in the ranks of college sports, where guys end up one place or another, and next thing you know, guys get elevated. And I think for Jay Batt, it's a great opportunity, but certainly very curious to see where Georgia Tech goes and bringing in the next right guy. And I say that. He has to be the right guy, because hiring a wrong AD will set you back as well.
Right. I mean, he's the guy that's setting the vision. You know, I mean, when Coach Dooley, rest his soul, was the AD, you think about when Tubby Smith left, Ron Jersa set the basketball program back.
Yep.
Then you kind of overcorrected and went ballsy with Herrick, right? So sometimes, you know, it's like, you know, and Vince obviously.
There's a balance.
Know, some loyalty there with, you know, Ray, you know, you go back to Goff and, you know, you get the idea. It took a while. And even remember at times, Mark Richt was a ballsy move, right?
It was.
And then unfortunately, you know, it's kind of lingered a little bit too long at the end. So the point we're getting to is you got to have a guy who's got the strategic vision, but also makes the money. Because now the money in the collective, right? And getting everybody to kick in.
Yeah. Until this case is passed.
Yeah. And until then, whenever they incidentally, what is this judge doing? Normally it's the lawyers with the billable hours. I haven't seen a judge do it like this.
No, Mike. And we keep thinking the resolution is going to happen here soon. Maybe by the end of the week, we'll see. The other big thing that happened, because we're here in the A, and look, we have certain things we hang our hat on and certain things we certainly should be proud of. The NBA on TNT comes to mind. And it came to an end, at least on TNT, because they did their last show. And I want you to hear what Ernie had to say. The good news is the cast is still going to be together. They're just going to be on a different network. The crew, the behind-the-scenes folks, none of those people lost their jobs. So that's the good news. But it is sad to know that these games and certainly this version of Inside the NBA is not going to be on TNT anymore.
We look forward. Look, the four of us, as you've already heard, the four of us are going to be together. Our production crew is going to be together. It's going to be that same bunch. We're still going to be shooting that show in Atlanta. It's just going to air somewhere else. And so the craziness that you've seen, the nonsense and the foolishness and the top-notch basketball analysis, all of that stuff's going to be on. It's going to be on ESPN or ABC next year, not on TNT. For that, it's we're sad. But I'm proud to say for the last time, thanks for watching us. It's the NBA on TNT.
Before we go, guys, let's get a mic drop.
That's Shaq saying, let's do the mic drop.
Yeah.
But, hey, man, it's great. We said this earlier. It's the uniqueness of it, the originality, the creativity, and just the natural charisma that these guys have that, well, people like ESPN right now don't. So you look at, you know, yes, I know they got Stephen A and others, but it's that sometimes it just seems so forced on their pregame shows. This has always been fun. I like the spontaneity. Somebody does something silly, like when Shaq, you know, somebody falls down or something, somebody puts a meme out, they immediately have it on TV, right?
Yeah.
Are they going to have that kind of spontaneity? I just worry, does the ESPN, I said to Carl earlier, the ESPN ethos, as in no fun, creeps into what these guys are trying to do. Hopefully not.
No. Look, who's ever going to oversee the show, and there will be somebody who will, sit down and be quiet. That's what right. needs to be said to that individual. This works. And sometimes, and look, I've been there. You get new people in charge. You want to say, this thing doesn't work the way. You know what? We could do this better. This works. Just relax. And if they do that, Mike, mm-hmm. this thing is going to be fine. I do not know. I don't even know if Ernie or anybody knows what Disney property this is going to be on. I don't know if it's going to be on ABC. I don't know if it's going right. to be on ESPN. But either way, if they are smart, like we assume those folks are, Mike, they're going to put this and monetize it the way they need to, because all those guys are still making plenty of money. And it's not about the money for them. They do this for the love, and right. that's what makes that show. They're not chasing checks. None of them. They could all quit tomorrow.
They've got that FO money.
They all quit tomorrow. Yeah. And so the beauty of this is, you know what? I'll do it if you do it. And I know they had this conversation because I was told, you going to do it? I'll do it. You staying? Yeah. I'll stay. Okay, we staying together. That was the only way this was going to happen. And I'm not moving.
Right. Doing it here in Atlanta.
You stay. We're going to do it right, right here. So
I love it. And again, I just, if you don't follow, again, I think we have these conversations about how broadcasts work. I think there's so many folks, maybe younger generations, they don't get it because they're just used to it. So ESPN, they figure, well, that's as good as it gets. Man, it's sometimes just tough. I mean, think about this, that the national broadcast for the NBA Finals is going to be so dry and so unentertaining. And God bless Mike Breen. He's got to try to pump some life into that.
I like Breen.
You know, I mean, yeah. And look, and Doris Burke, no one debates her basketball knowledge. It's just, in her effort to be earnest, it's painful. And Richard Jefferson, there's no juice. I mean, that's your national. That should be like the play-in game team. So that's where they're at. Meanwhile, TNT, Reggie Miller, Kevin Harlan. I said Kevin Harlan.
Oh, you know, I love Harlan.
Guy's the best. I mean, just, you know, it's like, come on. The way things have gone, it's like, ugh. That I was talking about it the other night. We got home from the Braves game after dinner, watching ESPN, watching the Yankees Dodgers. ESPN baseball, ugh, painful.
Yeah. Harlan, man, when I've had a chance to visit with him, he can tell you just, you know, hey, Kevin, what'd you do last night?
We went out to eat steak. And it's just like you, all of a sudden, you get enthusiastic. You're like, what kind of steak was it? Like, right. He makes everything sound bigger, right? And that is just who he is.
He's got a sense of humor and is fun and they're self-effacing. And poor Breen. Feel sorry for Breen, man. Anyway, guys, so yeah, that's – and by the way, we mentioned it earlier. I was surprised how just completely unpoised the Knicks were, a lack of poise, I should say. Brunson just completely lost his cool. The stifling defense. Hear the crowd when you get a hard foul from Obi Toppin. Obi Toppin. I mean, that's a college-like environment. I don't know if they're going to do any ratings, but the style makes the fight. The high-flying Pacers, their offense going up against that shutdown defense from Oklahoma City. It's almost like you'd be watching the movie Hoosiers. Ollie's going to be out there digging somebody up because they played stifling defense in game six.
Yeah, look, I think it's going to be fun, but I am more than the casual fan.
Right, so, we're going to watch, but not wonder the rest of America tunes
in. Yeah, and so I think it's going to be fun. But as I said, if you're not that hardcore NBA person, if you do give it a chance, and these games are entertaining, and that's the other thing. If these are blowouts, Mike, we're not watching. So, you know, if Oklahoma City's winning on average by 15 points in the first two games, you have a lot of tune-out factor. If both games go to overtime and Halliburton hits a game winner and SGA hits a game winner and the series is tied after leaving OKC, guess what? We're all in. I don't know how it's going to shake out, but that's going to be the games still matter. And if you give it a chance, I think you'll see these young stars
right.
who are next in line. It doesn't mean that SGA is going to win five chips or that Halliburton is going to be the MVP for the next 6 years. But these are the next guys that we're going to be seeing, Mike, over the next, I don't know, 5 years that are going to be in the mix. OKC, guys, is built to be in this spot for at least the next three, sure.
Knicks get back?
I don't think so.
Is this as good as it gets? I don't think so. I think so either. I think you got the one great game and a pretty good half from Cat because his legacy's always been kind of coming up short in those big moments. But I just thought eventually just, you know, you can't go as deep as the Pacers and the Knicks. I mean, that was a hell of a series. Unfortunately, man, I thought Indiana, that was just such a style. I mean, and Siakam, we said earlier, he's the MVP. That's the kind of guy that we need for the Hawks. You know, I don't know if, you know, Miles Turner would be that guy or Naz Reid, but that's the kind of guy we need, like a clone of Siakam for this team. That's the kind of, like, the worker bee juice guy we need.
No, I agree. Would you say, just out of curiosity before we get out of here, Turtle's got the night show coming up tomorrow. Mike, tell them where we are again one more time.
Hey, man, Echo Park Automotive. We're going to be up there in Duluth. And we got some, Mike Conti knows, if you tell me, I'll blab it because I can't keep a secret. Some very big guests are going to be swinging by tomorrow at Echo Park. So if you're up in Duluth, as we say, Dukes and Bell are dealing. Come on by. Kick some tires, Carl.
We got deals.
Bad credit, no credit. Everybody rides at Dukes and Bell, and we're up there at Echo Park.
I was going to say, can Jalen Johnson be Pascal Siakam?
Yes, if he, you know, stays healthy.
Okay.
Stay on the floor.
My point is, you're right, but we may have that guy on this team.
Yes. I mean, but again, got to be up there for give me 75 games, man.
No doubt about it. Hey, big shout out to Ricky Rose. Rick Ross stopped by the show. For those of you who missed it, his Pick Car Show is going on this weekend. It's going to be bananas again.
Google Rick Ross Car Show. You get all the details.
Yeah, Rick Ross carshow.com is the website. But if you want more information, but more importantly, Mike, they do such a good job. And I'm telling you, like, there are artists who are bringing in their cars from around the country, and they're backing up the trucks. They're dropping off these vehicles. It's going to be crazy if you've never been, but Rick Ross stopped by and was very complimentary of Dukes and Bell, so we appreciate him and wish him continued success. All right, we got to get out of the way. Dom, let's clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9.
By the way, you can hit that rewind button on Odyssey, the Odyssey app and Odyssey.com, and you can listen and see what you missed. It's easy, man. And Mike said it. Do it in the car, too.
Do it in the car.
That sounded weird, didn't it? Do it in the car. Hey, Dominator! Yeah. Thank you so much. He is our guy behind the scenes and our engineer in for Big O. Obviously, Day-Day, we're back. Glad that you're back, should I say, in tan and made it back safely. So it's good to have you back.
Grandma, you did get Grandma off the boat, right?
Yeah, we got her off the boat.
All right. Tomorrow, come join us in Echo Park Automotive in Duluth. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, college baseball, all of a sudden a lot of juice I don't know what happened with between the Florida and Coastal Carolina staff. They pushed back the starting time. Florida manager didn't like it, and the Chanticleer's coaching staff, it got nasty. Georgia, walk-off home run for Oklahoma State. Man, that hurt. And by the way, Georgia players, button up the shirts. It's not sexy. It's animal. You see these guys? Only missing is like the gold chain. It looks like Knight of the Roxbury. Come on, man. Be professional out there.
Showing a little chest hair?
Yeah, just too much. It's not macho. It's animal. Anyway, let's see what happens. I know my nose are still alive, but for how long?
Hey, we're talking about all these potential deals that may go down in the NBA, including Giannis and where he may end up. Well, the Pelicans just came out and said no one is untouchable.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Well, Mike, you know they're talking about Zion, right? They are talking about Zion.
Ooh, Zion, off the court stuff, too.
Well, I want to be clear. I want to be crystal clear. Are you hearing me? Am I clear? Crystal. I don't want Zion.
No interest whatsoever.
Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't.
You don't like to do it in the car?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.